Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm confused. Welcome to episode 2 of the Nerd Badge Podcast. Whatever.
You're tired.
I'm not tired.
I would be tired after that, what you went through.
We'll talk about the first thing as we left the last episode. I apologize. I am deeply saddened. I received a letter, legal letter, from a certain company where I was shaved in the middle of the ring. And now I found out, as much as everyone knows, I am not allowed to have any hair in the areas that were shaved during the hair versus mustache match.
But
you think that's going to stop me?
Baby, I got a plan. You see, the thing that a contract that I signed says that I am not allowed to grow any facial hair. It did not say anything about having facial hair. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as you just saw at One Division Pro, ladies and gentlemen, I am very still beaten up from that match. But the One Division Pro Iron Man! Now I'm a little bit happy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nerd Badge Podcast, Episode 2, Season 2, The Double Deuce. Yay! Woo! But now I'm sad again. You know why?
Why?
Let's show our panel. I love everybody here.
Is that why you're sad? Because of us?
Yeah. So.
Look at that face. Okay, I guess we should go.
He's upset the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
That too. And that's exactly what we're going to lead into. Because, ladies and gentlemen, RJ is unfortunately going to have to take some time away from the podcast.
I do.
We're going to bring it up during the podcast. And I was like, he just came as like, guys, screw you, I'm out. Now, what happened was that, unfortunately, RJ RJ is going to have to step away because of his paternal obligations.
Fortunate.
Why are we saying unfortunately?
Because you're taking away from the podcast, bro. This little kid's messing stuff up, right? That's all I'm saying.
Damn. Right?
I love you, Bree. I love your child inside of your body.
You should name him Mike. Yeah.
But all I'm saying is that RJ is going to be stepping away, so we're going to have, I don't know, should I do like the Daily Show and do like guest co-host, or should I just make Susie co-host until you're gone?
Susie's amazing, so it's really up to you.
I should make Susie co-host. Susie, at this point, after the show, you're officially, God bless this.
Okay, that's but I'm Hebrew, so you can't do that.
Just don't stick your hand out straight, okay?
That's what you have to watch out for. For the people listening, I'm
just saying, you gotta watch out for that. You don't want to be Elon Musk, you know, and
the people with one finger and just throw it out.
For the people listening right now, I had bent elbows, okay? So
no straight arms. Okay?
So if somebody does it by accident, I catch myself doing it too, and I'm just like a very armsy.
Yeah, how do you accidentally do that? I never done it by accident.
Me neither. I never went like, oh.
I'm Jewish.
So
because every time I've done it, it's on purpose.
I did it accidentally. I actually done it accidentally. I went to go bless someone. I was like, oh, bless your child. I'm like, what have I done? I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Full extension with the right arm. Yeah, oh man,
happens.
I was just trying to bless
all
someone
all the time. Like I see people do it by accident, and then it's funny because they'll usually do it by accident. Then also, like,
I've seen you accidentally wear a smaller mustache.
Well, that's because it was flopping around in the ring, but that's a different story. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, yes, RJ is going to be leaving, and unfortunately, it's going to suck because we're not going to have his presence here, his banter, his love, his joy of everything that
you
we do here.
You'll
be very missed.
I'm going to miss this.
A nice little table rattle for RJ.
I'm going to join in because I love this place.
Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you are unfortunate to have to watch that stupid hat that's on top of his head. But if you're listening on all of our podcast sites,
I like that hat.
It's a nice hat.
They are Super Bowl winners.
Too soon. The city's still burning. Okay,
it is not. We're fine now, ish.
It still smells like smoke.
Yeah, exactly. They're finding bodies.
Why would it burn? This is.
Oh, you didn't watch the Super Bowl championship? When they won a Super Bowl, they started burning things.
Yeah.
Is that how we celebrate now?
No, that's how they celebrate.
No, that's not true. Certain cities burn things. LA burns things. Certain cities burn things.
Yeah, but that's for a riot. That's different. All right. So, when I say certain things like hey, if I say a certain phrase to two words put together, greased poles.
I was going to say that, yeah.
What are you thinking of?
Philadelphia.
Nudie club.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Whoa.
Greased poles.
Okay, now this is a conversation I wanted to talk about. Right. So what nudie
club
are you
going to? Wait, we got to go through the introduction
first. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, who's taking a break for a little bit until he comes back.
I haven't been to one in a long time. So.
Yay! And to his right, an actress, a comedian, a very fun friend, someone who's going to be filling in as a co-host. He's been blessed, and I don't know how he did. If you watch it on YouTube, you'll see how frantic my arms look like Kermit the Frog. Ladies and gentlemen, Susie. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, a man who got spit on because he screwed Hyena X, which apparently everyone's saying.
I dodged it.
I know he dodged it apparently, which I didn't because I made him tap out. I made him tap out. But here, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, pro wrestler, comedian, drummer,
who has been to a nudie bar somewhat recently. September counts.
And to his back,
better than me, way better than me.
And to his back, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful, the beautiful Mrs. Quinn,
the sexiest,
yes,
Miss Quinn, right there.
She's not back there because we didn't run out of seats. She's my wife, and I put her wherever I want. So.
And she's kind of my wife too.
Yeah,
sharing is caring. Sharing is caring.
So there's been a lot of topics I've been having since we've been gone. Yes.
Sister wives.
Okay.
I was just curious.
So.
I hope they got that.
I know, right?
That was perfect.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So, One Division Pro, I won the Iron Man match. I defeated Hyena X. I made him tap out.
Some congratulations.
People, thank you. Please, more applause.
Yeah. Fantastic.
He's probably crying listening to this right now. He put up a good effort. Got a hard match. We beat the crap out of each other.
Still won.
Yep. I still won, though. Some people are saying that I took his hand and made him tap out, and the stupid referee saw that. I don't know. I'm just saying. He tapped out.
That's a win's a win.
They made complaints to me about that, but exactly. Nothing I can do. I'm no longer president.
Exactly. Referee's ruling stands, man. That's all I'm saying. So that was a good time. It was really – I never did an Iron Man match before.
You made him probably retire. He took off his boots.
I know he took his boots and left. I'm a little crybaby. Oh, I lost a match. Yeah. It was 0-0 up to literally the last 2 seconds, and then I made him tap out. Literally made him tap out. It was a beautiful sight. What's it called? Yeah, great match. People were claiming my mustache is fake. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't know what that means. It's real. It's right here.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
I mean, obviously, it's right there. Here.
Look at this.
It's a little crooked right now.
This is where you need to watch the YouTube channel right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
What was
nothing.
That?
That was weird.
That was the right
Wait. Hold on. Gabby, is it real? Because you know best. You sleep with him.
Right, babe?
It's real, right?
Thank you.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's real mustache. It's on my face. It's on my face. It's real. That's how it works.
It's real to me.
So yeah. So
when we see it gone, we know that he really pissed her off.
Exactly. So let's jump right into some topics. I want to say something real quick. Captain America, Brave New World. I liked it.
Did you?
I'll tell you why.
Oh god, we have to have a discussion about this one. No.
You know, I didn't see it, but I saw Bucky, and it was fantastic.
I saw it for Valentine's Day.
I didn't see it yet, only because things kept coming up.
Put the mic next to your phone. Your face.
Phone.
Yeah. Sorry, okay, I don't know what it is.
Make sure you take out the phone now.
They're both black.
Whoa!
It's blue. Yeah. It's blue.
You know?
No, the mic and his phone.
Can I say
that's what I mean.
How can you be colorblind and racist? That's
weird. If I could say one thing, we have such a multiracial panel.
I know, right?
We're like the Planeteers.
Exactly.
You can be one too, because saving our planet is a thing to do.
Exactly.
I'm really proud of this. Yeah. We are totally inclusive.
We are.
Would you be the heart guy?
I don't know. I think it'd be Wheeler.
I'm totally Wheeler.
I'm definitely Earth.
Come on. Exactly. Why? Why would you be?
Wait, so I'm Mati?
Yeah.
Maybe you're Mati.
I'm Mati. Heart.
Exactly. You made one. Made a heart.
Yeah. When your powers combine, I am Captain Planet. Yes.
Were you gone? Are Captain Planet's just gonna have like a missing leg? I don't know how this works.
He'll have the missing heart. There'll be no center part of him. That's the whole thing.
He'll just be evil, that's all.
So let's go.
Captain Pollution. Sorry.
I love that episode, by the way. That's a great episode.
I love the episode where he meets Hitler and then
the
hate makes him weak.
Yeah, the hate makes him weak. Yeah. So here's what happens. We recently went to a really good friend's birthday party recently. Me and Gabby. We wish you guys could have came. It was really fun. Mandy had a birthday. I know you were there, but I'm saying like you two.
I thought you were going to say Heather Hunter again.
No. Heather Hunter. That was a great time, and you bailed on me. So shut up.
Bail. I had to do a show.
Yeah, that's called bailing.
It happens in life.
So anyway, so we went to go play laser tag in a really cool place at Area 53. Guess where it was? Where? Literally right down the street from Johnny's.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a laser tag space over there.
Yeah, there's laser tag place right over there. It's really big too.
It's got to be new.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. This is how it works. What happens is you have the guns, right? And there are your actual vests. You shoot the guns. It has like a wide range so that if you shoot the gun, it registers damage and it drops down to damage and ammo. And that's at the end of each round, you can play as many rounds as you want. It tells you how many hits you gave, how many times you killed somebody, how many times you were killed, and the other one was accuracy. So... not going to sit there and brag about it or anything. I'm just going to put up the stats right here and let them speak to themselves. Somebody wiped the board with everybody.
But I do want to say, wait a minute. You stole my gun in the middle of it.
And that's my point. You can do that?
Yeah.
I just took her gun. I started shooting double barrel on people. But here's the best part.
Cheat to win.
That what? How many? You had the most amount of kills during that round.
Absolutely.
You know why? Because I had two guns. All I kept on doing was double barreling people. I got 16 kills in one, and then I got killed six times. The next time I won, where I played with my gun specifically, I literally this one guy was like, "Oh, I'm going to win this
you
round."
You played with your gun?
Yeah, my
he
weapon.
Likes that.
So basically, what happened was that like now we're playing the third round. And I wiped everybody. I died like three times or six times. I can't remember. And I killed everyone like 21 times. It was like 5-on-6. We were the 5 and they were the 6. I was just murdering people.
And when he grabbed my gun, he was like, watch this. I didn't know what to do and I have to find myself useful. So I just decided I'm just going to be a distraction.
I kept on telling her. I was like, Susie, walk right over there.
Wait, you were on his team, right?
Yeah, she's on my team.
Yeah, we're on the same team.
So it's not really stupid.
There you go.
But here's the thing. They kept on shooting at her.
I wasn't very good.
This is what I kept on doing because the gun...
distractions.
So the guns run out of ammo after a certain amount of time, right?
And you have to reload them in a space.
No, you have to press a button on the side. So everyone, you just hold down the trigger. It's fully automatic.
When you die, you reload in a space.
Yeah. So what happens is when people were squeezing the triggers down, and I was counting how long... And I kept on... It took about 5 seconds to empty a round. So I would hear the gun go off, and I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4... and they would switch to me, and also they're out of ammo.
Oh, so you were counting their shots.
Exactly. So I was just like,
well, I like the opening
which
scene
is the way you
knife.
Should do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which you should
He's
do.
He's out, right?
You should do.
You so should I was like, know what you're getting yourself into.
And I just laid waste to everybody. Like, it was so funny. Like, Gabby got me like a couple of times. It got so bad the last round, some people were not even. Yeah, I shot my wife in the face. So what?
It's okay. Gabby and I went at it.
It's legal in Brooklyn in a basement.
You went laser guns.
Yeah.
Were the lights on or off at that point?
On. The whole entire time. Okay. So.
And but it is like mooted. Yeah. Okay. If that's a word.
Yeah.
But you have training.
Mood light, yeah.
I have training, so, you know.
That's like performance enhancing, basically.
Exactly. I was taking years of steroids. That's what it was, basically. So,
You gotta put an asterisk next to his points.
Exactly. I know, right? But one guy, he was a cool guy. He really was. But he kept on saying, like, oh, I'm going to kill everyone. I got the most amount of kills on my team. I'm like, okay. You didn't really, like, go, shh. It was more like you push a button. So it was like, shh.
And that kid was the brother of Luigi Mangini.
Exactly. So we went, we hung out, we had a great time. And I was like, you know what? Laser tag is such a fun thing. And it needs to be more adult. There should be a theme behind it. Literally, the algorithm got me. It heard me thinking. Uh-oh. Guess what they have now?
Don't tell me it's naked laser tag.
Jurassic Park laser tag, no. Whatever is what I'm thinking.
The one thing that you would just go, that's smart. Why didn't I think about this?
What?
G.I. Joe versus Cobra laser tag.
Why have they not done that? That's like something that should have been done.
It's like I just said that. We're going to do it soon. We're going to give back full report. He's in stun mode.
Where is it?
It doesn't work for the younger generation, though.
Bro,
no one knows.
I don't screw the
numbers in. No one knows. It's about me. It's my time. But no, it's like no one who's like over the age of, no one under the age of 20 knows who those people even are.
Well, everyone knows G.I. Joe.
I blame Hasbro for that.
I don't know about that.
Bro, who can, besides, if the kids don't know about it.
A 13-year-old who G.I. Joe is, they'd be like, oh, isn't that like some like weird cartoon. That's Hollywood's fault,
really. Exactly, really.
Because everyone knows who the Transformers are, right?
Exactly.
But they don't know who
obviously.
G.I. Joe movies?
Bad
just,
marketing. And
oh, God, no. Exactly. And they're making another one, too, which I actually, I'm kind of hopeful
it's
for.
It's not the Transformers crossover, is it?
No, I think it is. I think it's going to be. Yeah, no. Yeah. I know. Cobra Commander and Megatron. I know. But anyway.
No, I don't mind that, but you have to build up the franchise.
I know.
What franchise? Like, I feel like there's nothing going on.
They're just going to drop people into it.
We didn't need Decepticons in the last Transformers movie.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We got
the triple changers. We got the triple changers.
Those weird guys.
Well, the triple changers were always.
We got Maximals and Autobots, but no Predacons, no Decepticons.
We didn't get Predacons, would really piss me off too. Yeah,
I wanted to see T Rex Megatron.
I know, right? Right. So anyway,
we're not there yet.
So anyway, we're gonna give you guys a full report. We're gonna sit there and go and play G.I. Joe Laser Tag with Cobra.
Where is it?
I gotta find out. Someone's like it just
it's in New Jersey, probably.
Yeah, probably. Everything cools in New Jersey when it comes
Cobra
outside. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is Cobra headquarters. Yeah, that is 100% true. So, yeah, so that's something I'm really looking forward to. So I started thinking, like, what other fun things that you can take and turn it into like something for adults, because I feel like that's the market. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like adults on a Friday, Saturday night. I think the club scene is completely dead. And you gotta have like the people. Like we went to a club a couple years ago, and I say this like years ago, like 3 years ago.
When you came to San Diego, we went. If you remember,
yeah. No, I'm talking about when we were out here in New York. Like there was a place that was like it just played the most repetitive house crap music ever, and we got tricked to going to it twice.
How?
Well, we went to someone's birthday party.
You tricked to go to
the
it twice.
Second time you
yeah,
liked
I was
it.
Gonna say you deserve it to yourself.
Did
you know,
you dress like
there
Alex
Wright
and dance to the house music like Alex.
So the first time we went, it was a friend's birthday, and we're like, "This place sucks. We're never going here again." So they changed the name of the club.
That same week?
No. Okay.
But the address was still the same. Right?
But that's the thing. We didn't know the address. We just rode. We took an Uber there. Like we took a car, took the ferry, went to the Uber, and then now like we're like, "Oh, it's over by here." I was like, "Huh." I hope it's not that. I mean, we're just joking around like, "Huh." I hope it's not that stupid club again. And it was our other friend's birthday party, and we're like, we walk outside. Like, the whole entire front is done with, you know, the scaffolding and everything. And then next thing you know, we're just like, oh,
it's
man.
The same freaking place.
Same DJ, same atmosphere. And we were like, you got us. So that was really disappointing. So now I feel like the club scene is kind of gone. People can't even stay up that late anyway. People have kids. People have work. They have all this other stuff. Back in our 20s, Webster Hall, Exit, Limelight, Sound Factory were all the places everyone went.
Webster Hall still exists. I was just there
Yeah,
today.
But Webster Hall is like kind of sucks now. I'm talking about like... I don't mean
well, we're also like adults and like that stuff just isn't as entertaining to us as it used to be.
I could go out and listen to music all night long. But the only problem is that it's not good music anymore. It's super manufactured. Like it's just not the same. And I'm not trying to be an old person, but I'm just saying, like, the stuff that they make now is not made the same. Like, techno used to be freaking really cool, and even hip-hop, like, it's just marginalized. It's down to, like, the stupid freaking hook and a chorus and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's all it is. It has no message, no anything. Like, I used to listen to songs and be like, oh, that song's freaking great, you know? Yeah, I can listen to Sandstorm now and just be like, you know, like that's a great song, you know, like, but
well what would you want to hear? Because let Carmine know, because right now they're doing the whole freestyle thing right now.
You see, freestyle is for like the older generation. They're like the generation in front of me where I was growing up. That's like my brother's age, where they were like 10 years older than me. And I feel like the freestyle age is kind of hitting a pass because it's the same stuff all over again with just different people at the helm. Now I say that in the respects of like the lyrics. You know, it's cool, you know, it's freestyle. It is what it is. But, like, I don't know. It's like there's something missing from it. I was like, I felt like I was disconnected to it. I grew up with it. But at the same time, I always felt like, I don't know, like the techno revolution, like the industrial music revolution really kind of came in like the late 90s, mid 90s. And that's when you heard stuff on the radio, like stuff was growing. The freestyle age kind of passed away and it was more, it was in line with certain things. Like it was a dance era. You know what I'm saying? You go out and just freaking, you hanged out with people, you talk to people. With this, it's like everyone just posing. Like, it's like, I mean that as in a sense of posers, as in people who are fakers. And then there's, it's not like you had to go out and find the music. You had to go out and like learn about it. Now it's just like, oh, we'll just put this on and let's hope people come. There's no connection to it. Like, you know, there was like Louis DeVito and all those other guys, and they played great music. You know, like DJs now, it's just, I feel like it's just the computer generation with vinyl. I DJed vinyl for a while. It's a difference between vinyl and electronics, because again, this is some nerd stuff right now happening, I swear. But the thing is, like, you had a connection to the way people DJ. Like, it was like, now people just hit a button and they just walk away. Right, right. And they'll sit there and, like, I remember one time I was at unlocated. Oh, the place closed. Screw him. So it was, what's it called? Liberty Tavern. And there was a DJ there. And he's like, if you can't see me, y'all, because if you're listening to this, I'm making, like, stupid, like, hand gestures. Like, I'm, like, turning knobs and everything like that. Like, you know, like, so they're, like, turning knobs and everything like
Your improv is on point.
Thank you. Thank you. My pantomime's great. So I'm sitting here, like, you know, they would do this. And no joke, the thing wasn't even plugged in. You saw the wire just dangling.
Well, most of them are just on a laptop.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it nowadays.
Exactly. But the thing is,
they have the turntables and you can actually use those things.
But the thing was, like, he was touching the mixer and the mixer wasn't even plugged in. So, dude, what are you doing here?
Fantastic.
Yeah, like, it was the power cord, not an aux
DJ
cord.
Version of lip syncing.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Bro, that is the best description I've ever heard of that in ever is lip syncing while DJing. Like, that's perfect. So yeah, so that really kind of, like, I feel like now, like, what could we do? I went down a rabbit hole. Sorry about that. Now, what could, in your opinions, give me something that adults can do that's really fun that takes you back to your childhood? Because laser tag with G.I. Joe is freaking awesome. So RJ, you go first. Go
okay. So we all know Liberty Science Center.
Yes.
I love the Liberty Science Center.
We're actually going to go next week, actually. Which is
I want to say, it's Tuesdays and Thursday nights. They have Liberty Science Center after dark.
No, it's Thursdays.
Thursdays nights. Yes, Thursdays, yes.
So you can go have beers and drinks, and then sometimes they have, like, the whole light show based on a certain band or whatnot. Yep. I went there maybe a year and a half ago, and it was, Black Parade. What's that group?
I went from Blink-182. And awesome.
The wife and husband. No.
Black
Parade. No. Oh, God damn it. The stupid emo band.
I never remember names ever.
The emo band.
The emo band.
Yeah, we don't remember names.
Black Parade.
On this podcast.
Panic at the Disco?
No, it's not Panic at the Disco.
Who is it? I know who it is. I know who you're talking about.
Give us a song.
Yeah, wait. It starts. Hold on, I'm just going to Google it.
Go ahead, Google it. Just go ahead.
Is it My Chemical Romance?
Yeah.
Is it?
My Chemical Romance, yes.
I love them.
I get them confused all the time.
Romance with the, remember the Black Parade, or welcome to the Black Parade.
Yeah.
They had the whole light show in the, Observatory.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It was awesome.
And you can drink, you can eat some food, and then you can actually go to all the exhibits.
Oh, that's awesome.
That they actually have there.
I climbed, like, so the different rocks and stuff. It's awesome.
Awesome.
So it's a really good time, and it's like reliving your childhood. But as an
adult that's awesome. Because we all went there as like, all went there as like a kids on our field trips, or except for you because you went in the hood. So,
I went to Hall of Science.
You can do
more high class.
Yeah, the hallway in your school and saw people smoking weed. That was a scientist combustion.
Neil deGrasse Tyson
runs that place.
I hung
out in that hallway in high school.
So, Susie, give me something that adults can do that you know of.
First of all, that was a fantastic. Yeah.
Answer?
Suggestion, okay. Yes. Yeah. I love bowling more than, like, anything.
It is great.
For me, I would love to do bowling, but, like, let's say there's, like, an enemy on the other side.
Oh, competitive bowling?
Well, yeah, but no, an actual, like, figurine of, like...
Okay, like mini golf bowling, I guess, right?
Like...
You know, like the cosmic the bowling?
Bad guy, like...
Not like the, like, regular cosmic
I know what she's talking about. She's talking about, like, on a computer screen where you have, like, a thing. Like, they do have that. That's really cool. They actually have it at Rabs over here on Staten Island on Highland and, Burger? No, not Burger.
And you have to kill the villain.
They do. They actually have like this thing where you a game. Yeah, where you can, like, play battle castles. So, like, it's really cool. They have like a whole bunch of. We went one time and we were playing that with each other. Like, we had to destroy each other's castles. It's really fun. That's actually a really good point.
It even more fun is that, like, if it's someone, let's say you have going for somebody's birthday party, well, you could put them up as, like, the villain. And then that's such a good sales. That's such a good marketing.
Do that against your ex. Do on Valentine's Day. Play against your ex. Destroy your ex. That's a good game, right? Rabs get on that.
Bowl him in the face. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Balls to the face.
Yeah, ball into the face.
It gives it a whole
new meaning. That's
really
adult.
Atiba, give me something.
Let's see. Well, I mean, I think it opened last year, the year before. The Super Nintendo World in Universal, right?
No, actually, that opens up in May.
Yeah, May 2025. Yeah.
I just went down
one
there.
In Cali, right?
Yeah, the Cali one opened up, I think.
The Cali one opened, yeah. Okay, I thought you said Orlando. I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's going to be open.
That brings us back to
No. Right? Give me something more. That's like vacation, bro. Like, give me something like...
Just something that can be around.
Yeah, give me an idea.
Like weekend or something
even
like
something that?
That
you think of. Like, think of something like a thing that you could turn into for adults. Like, laser tag with G.I. Joe.
To adults.
Something from a TV show.
Oh, it has to be from a TV show?
Yeah, it does have to be a TV show. It could be a video game.
I mean, I would say like some type of gimmick with go-karts or something, right?
Yeah,
like
that's good.
Speed racer like, theme. No, if it's a Mario Kart theme, speed racer theme.
Mario
Twisted
Kart.
Metal.
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Twisted Metal. Fantastic.
We talked about that show, by the way.
Yeah. The show's fantastic.
We never talked about that show ever.
That show was fantastic.
Oh, no, wait, no, we didn't. We didn't. We didn't talk about the last
with,
season.
With Samoa Joe. Yeah, Samoa Joe. Sweet Tooth voice. That's cool.
We'll talk about that.
I really liked Twisted Metal.
And the new season's coming out soon, so we got to watch out for that, too.
I do want to say while we're on the topic of that, I saw The Monkey last night. Yeah. I thought it was the best horror of 2024.
It came out 2025.
What year is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So the first, but I'm saying out of all the horrors I saw in 2024, that I know I've now seen it in 2025. I saw Hard Eyes last week just because I love the scary movies. And Hard Eyes was like, super typical and predictable. But The Monkey, let me tell you something. And they're genius because they're selling the actual monkey in the theaters as like a collectible.
Okay.
You're out of your mind if you think I'm bringing that home.
Good.
But
that's what I was going to say. I was like, that's stupid.
But the people are buying it. Yeah. But the movie.
It's like the Annabelle doll.
Yeah.
People bought Annabelle.
That's,
left and
that's
right.
Exactly
it.
The movie was so good. It was so well done. It's based on a Steven Spielberg story. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
It was. I was jumping out of my seat
speaking
the whole time.
Speaking of movies, we're going to talk about something we talked about in the beginning. So I want to hear your thoughts about this. Give me reasons why you didn't like Captain America, and I'll give it a pass. There are some things that I did not like about the movie. I'm very serious about that. Like there were some things that really kind of like they could have done better or they didn't do well, and I feel that because I know why they did it, and I want to hear why you didn't like certain things. Give me an answer.
Okay, I got five for you right now. One, number one, Seth Rollins got taken out.
That.
I'm so pissed off
that's
about
right.
That.
He has to be in the service.
Yeah, because after they apparently the first cut of this movie did so bad when they did the testing, then they put in Giancarlo Esposito instead of Seth Rollins, and
they
had
were going to play the same character.
I don't think it was the same character, but they had
to
rework
Sidewinder.
Yeah,
not Sidewinder.
The whole character,
Diamondhead,
and such.
Okay,
yeah, because of how bad it went that way. Two, you could kind of tell some of the reshoots too, which I thought was really kind of jarring.
Yeah.
Three, the Bucky scene just seems so out of place in a way that he just shows up. Oh yeah, I was just taking a break from my run as the senator or congressman.
Why is he
running? Because he's going to be in the Thunderbolts.
But remember the whole thing about why people felt he couldn't be Captain America? Because his reputation and this
he's running as a state senator or whatever. It was just something that just seemed very jarring. Four, I actually fell asleep. I actually did. I was I felt like there was really not that much going on at a certain point. And then all of a sudden, we had that really epic scene with the carriers and the air battle. I thought that was very cool. And then five, I was like, again, we had the whole thing where love will stop all battles.
Is that
and
what
everything.
Happened?
Lecture no jutsu? Yeah.
And I was just I'm taking a little
they
bit.
They pulled
but
a pan great ape
were,
scene in GT.
Those were some of the things I just didn't like, and I just felt like... when you compare it to other Captain Americas, and I hate that you do that, but at the same time, you're bringing it upon yourself by calling it another
Captain America movie. Yeah.
You look at it, you had the fantastic, amazing Winter Soldier, had one of the greatest scenes ever in Marvel history when you're in the elevator, and it's like, all right, guys, we're going to do this right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you just think
before
of that,
we start,
like,
does anybody
want to
leave? Yeah. Uh-huh. So here's why I like Captain America. It was Sam's mainstream origin. And I say that because a lot of people were kind of...
I was going to say, but he had the Captain of the Winter Soldier.
Exactly.
Captain of the Falcon.
But here's the thing,
Falcon
you can't... I felt like they kind of went back and were like, we kind of screwed ourselves with this because there was a lot of stuff wrong with that show. There was a lot of stuff wrong with the show. And I liked it a lot because it told the story. It was a buddy cop movie.
I thought it was really good.
All those Marvel shows were exactly what they were supposed to be. They were supposed to be something along the lines of like some sort of genre movie.
Yes. Different genres, but with superheroes.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was a buddy cop movie, a TV show. That's all it was to me. Yeah. And I was like, I enjoy buddy cop shows. So that's great to me.
Because I wanted to see that in Civil War when I seen their chemistry.
Yeah.
I was like, they need to do something.
Exactly.
And it was great. It was good. Yeah.
So now... when they brought in Bucky, I'll talk that out. And it was literally just the whole entire Marvel. Hey, kids, remember this from Captain America book issue number 13. You know,
well, and you can say Bucky's been in every single Captain America movie,
exactly. And that,
everyone,
okay.
And on top of that, Bucky had a reason for being there, and it was because Sam needed somebody that Cap also knew. And people always forget about that simple fact.
But how we had known about the secret mission, though, in a way.
What do you mean?
What secret?
Because. they probably weren't saying, oh, we had the Falcon. Or is he even considered the Falcon right now at that point?
He's Captain
Falcon. He's Captain America. He's Captain America.
His sidekick.
Oh, yeah, he calls himself.
Is he considered the Falcon at that point?
Well, at that point, he was kind of like, you're not the Falcon. He's telling everyone you're not the Falcon.
That's what I'm pointing. That's what I'm saying. So why would he know about some random dude who got shot down?
Because that's the thing. He knows about all this stuff from Captain America.
But how? But like
he works
probably across the whole entire. But
also
United States, and then he's getting brought over here.
This is where I say this is from.
It just seemed weird that he just got brought in.
But this is also from your favorite movie, Civil War. Remember where Natasha released all the information about everything,
right?
So that was part of the file dossier that she released to everybody. So everyone knows everything up to that point. This isn't just secret knowledge. She released everything,
right? But that guy is not in it yet. That's the Spanish gentleman.
No. She released it to the world. Right. The world knows it. This is on the internet. Right. So every single secret mission that S.H.I.E.L.D. has ever dealt with has been released to the public from Civil War. The world knows this now. It's
and
open
this
book.
Kid would have been serving around at time too, right?
But, thing, so
this happened after all that happened. Oh, this was that battle when the Japanese were fighting the Americans.
Yeah, but you understand that like this was all leaked. Like they put up on the World Wide Web, hey, Bucky was a Winter Soldier because he was captured after all this stuff happened. So it was out on the internet. This kid could have easily just learned it on his own.
And I get that whole point, but why is Bucky in that hospital at that point is what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, Bucky? I thought you meant...
Why is Bucky at the hospital?
Okay.
That just seemed really phoned in to put Bucky in another Civil War movie, in another Captain America movie.
Oh, because I think, honestly, it was a simple fact of like Bucky has like, hey, sir, listen, he's still the Winter Soldier. So he still has a way of knowing people, and he saw the battle. Obviously, the battle was probably televised, or
but they wouldn't probably have like this Falcon dude that was like no one really knows about.
Yeah, him. I think that's a small thing.
I'm really nitpicking things right now, but at the same time, it's like it felt so phoned in. Like they had to have Bucky in this movie, or else it just wasn't going to draw fans or people. It felt really weird.
I don't think that was advertised, so that's why I don't think they went with, like, we have to make this for Bucky.
But it's, like, one of those points where it's like, oh, I know that guy. He's been in all the other Captain America movies.
Again, buddy cop show. So I think, I think at the same time, it's also like, hey, listen, you know, bro, I've just been keeping an eye on you. I'm the Winter Soldier. You know what I mean? Like
running for Congress.
Exactly. Maybe he got somebody in his ear. Like, sir, this is something that happened. Your friend got shot down. Okay, let me go check on him. Where is he at? Right. Okay, go find out where he is and blah, blah, blah. That's a simple little thing you can put together.
So is Bucky going to eventually become president at some point?
No.
Or maybe Steve Rogers becomes president. That'd be cool.
Let me go back to the points. So another thing that I didn't like was when one line really butchered that movie for me. And you're not Steve Rogers. That got underneath my skin because he just took a poop on your own guy.
He buried him.
He did.
No, I think that was perfect, actually.
No. I'll tell you why. Because now you have all the naysayers, all the doubters. You're trying to bring this guy up. Right. Why would you knock his legs out?
Because you want to bring that up in the movie.
Don't bring up the former champ.
Because everyone's been saying, oh, that's not my Captain America. That's not my Captain America. No. Bring it up right in the movie. Show what he can actually do so you can prove everyone wrong. Yeah. And then they failed epically at proving that he could actually take care of a major situation.
Yeah, because the president of the United States said, you're not Captain America.
The president of the United States became the Hulk and kicked the crap out of him.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm saying that like we have an issue of where you're downplaying your main character with the straight up talk of the internet. He's not my Captain America. Right. So everyone identifies with that because at this point, he didn't do anything really wrong. He's like, I got shot at. They tried killing me. You're not Captain America. You can't save me. So I'm going with my guy.
Right.
And that's where I felt like they buried him. And that's why I was like, that was bad. They should have sat there and go, Cap, go figure this out. And that's what they should have done. They should have gave him the ball and run. But instead, they went this like, oh, we're going to shun you and do it our way. But here's the thing.
I wonder if it was a reshoot, that part, too.
No, I don't think it was a reshoot.
Because that kind of stems from... No, it wasn't a reshoot because it stems from the show because they kind of brought up that same question.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why I was like, that came from the show. Now, the other part that you said of Sam and... what was the other thing you said?
Which one? Because I said five different things.
Yeah, no. We covered
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
We talked about the Bucky part.
Bucky part. There's three more. You said one you fell asleep on that.
I fell asleep on that. Yeah, I kind of got bored a little bit.
I will
bit.
Say this. It did kind of drag at a certain point. Oh, another part I didn't like is they didn't make the leader the leader. Because, okay. I mean, now I'll give you this.
How did he look exactly? Was he green? He wasn't green?
Let me explain. So he kind of looked like, in the comics and everything else, he has a way bigger head.
Yes,
and this
I
one,
that.
It's kind of mutated. And it doesn't look like, it doesn't look like he's... It looks like he's smart. He's planning everything, yeah. and everything they kind of like they ruined it by putting him in there. But they put him in the movie and they tell him like, hey, listen, you know, you're going to be this guy. You're going to be the leader. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I didn't like about the movie was, and I know why they did it. They don't have the lights to the Hulk stuff,
yes.
So they can't put the Hulk stuff in there unless they have Captain America in it.
Well, no, because if you think about it, when my last point, where I realized what the last point I said, was like, love saves us all.
Well, I'll get to
Captain America was able to stop the Hulk because he brought up his daughter, Betsy?
Betsy,
who was brought up in the Incredible... Betty. In the Incredible Hulk, which was the Edward Norton movie.
Yep. Yes.
Because they had the rights to that. So they brought... what's her name?
Liv Tyler. Yeah.
They brought Liv Tyler back into the film.
So here's what I say about that. The whole point is this. They needed to wrap that up because they knew, like, we have to bring this into continuity. And we need to bring the leader in. And the leader, at the end of the thing, a horrible credit scene, by the way. Another thing I didn't like about that movie.
It was like rough.
The others are coming. Do you know what I think they're talking about, though?
Multiverse shit.
No.
What stuff?
I think they're talking about the Illuminati.
That'll be cool
that
could
make sense. That makes sense.
And I think everyone's looking at multiverse like, I know they're out there,
hopefully
blah, blah, blah,
they
blah,
do
blah.
The Illuminati. Put all the smart people together.
Exactly. And I think we're going to get the Council of Reeds. I truly think we're going to get the Council of Reeds in this. But anyway, back to what I was saying about Captain America. So, Captain America, I do feel like they had to make Sam an emotional connection to the crowd. And that's exactly what they did. I felt for Sam because Sam was trying to be a leader to his assistant. I forget his name.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's Joaquin something, right? Something Torres.
Yeah, Torres. There you go. It's called Torres. Yeah, Joaquin Torres. There you go. So I was like, so Torres was basically like an understudy. He was like, I want to be part of you, Cap. He was really more like Bucky than Bucky was in the originals, but that's another thing. But the whole point was, like, I felt like they were bringing him up for the kids. Like, he was supposed to be the Falcon, and he did a good job, but then the fight scene happens where he gets hit. And he gets shot down. He does almost like a misguide, and that teaches Sam, oh, my God. It kind of plays into his character of, am I Captain America because I'm giving it, or am I Captain America because I now have to lead people. And that led him to make a decision of like, listen, I screwed up and I have to deal with the consequences. And also, and that's why Bucky came in there. That's why I actually like that combination. Because when Steve screwed up back in the day when he was learning, what'd he have? Bucky.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
So when Bucky came in, he was like, hey, listen, Sam's having a problem being Captain America. Let me go talk to him. That's where I think we got that whole entire scene from. So... Also, it ties into Thunderbolts because he's going to be a congressman. Yes. He's going to sit there and do all that.
So, wait, Thunderbolts is going to take place before or after? Because he had a haircut in this
after.
One, right?
After. I think it's going to be after.
Because he has the long hair in Thunderbolts, but he has short hair in this one.
Well, right? He had it back. I couldn't really tell. Oh, okay.
That's why I don't understand it.
Because I don't think he would be on the Thunderbolts while he's running.
Maybe it's beforehand. I don't
the
know.
The Marvel continuity is so confusing nowadays with everything. So
I know what they do. They skipped ahead 5 years so that now they have a break between shooting movies. They can sit there and say, oh, we're now in the actual timeline, and they can fix it from there. But unfortunately, they don't have to fix things.
And make it more confusing.
Some stuff gets their dates pushed back or pushed forward.
Like, so
that too.
So now, with the whole thing about that movie was, it was a perceived idea of what's going to happen next, and that perceived idea was that Ross is going to become what's it called? You know, a lot of people don't know about the leader, but people who know about the leader, and they showed it. They plainly said someone else pulling the strings, and then they show him in the shadowy background, and we're talking about Thunderbolt Ross and all those stuff. So it makes sense. It's the leader
and adamantium, right?
And adamantium was garbage. So here's the thing: Copperhead, who was the guy who he fought in the church or whatever, he had an adamantium blade.
Oh, wait, what kind of, it wasn't that...
That small little blade that he had. Okay. That was made out of adamantium. You know how I know that? Right. Because his suit was made out of vibranium. And it was vibranium laced, and it cut right through it. You saw Sam like, what the hell? Okay. So adamantium's stronger than vibranium.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what that means, right? Vibranium's right out on the black market. Mm. So that's something I was like, we didn't explain that process. We didn't explain the Serpent Society. That's one thing that really... I was like, all right, we're going to push him off in the background. He's going to be a threat that pops up here and there. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I get it. At first, I thought he was going to be... what's it called? Nick Fury's like half brother or something like that. That's an actual character. I can't remember his name. I thought he was going to be that at first. And I was like, all right, we can get down with that. He's trying to restart S.H.I.E.L.D. or something like that, whatever. But that wasn't the case. We got the Serpent Society. Now, I don't think the Serpent Society is going to be done. I think we're going to get them in another TV show somewhere down the line. Hope Marvel gets rid of all these TV shows and makes them straight into movies because I'm being dead serious. Like, they have an emphasis of being good with movies over TV shows, and the TV shows leak into movies and screw everything up.
Yeah, and then so, some people sometimes enough people don't even watch TV shows.
Exactly. When did this happen? Exactly. Now you have the Disney Plus. Now I got to get Disney Plus,
and you got to explain it all over again in the movie.
That was another issue with Captain America, the new one. You know, if you didn't watch a TV show, you had no idea about the new Captain America.
And people did not.
Can you really call him Captain America?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I call him Captain Falcon.
Here's the
thing. No. There's another Captain. The other Captain America. Remember
John Walker.
The gentleman from Baltimore.
U.S. agent.
Yeah. No, so is that U.S. agent? Is he U.S.
agent? Yeah, U.S. agent.
He's U.S. agent now.
Yeah, he's U.S. agent. He's not Captain America.
He's in the Thunderbolts, too.
Captain America is a position. It's like...
Which I don't like.
No, it's true, because Captain America is a position within the military.
Right.
It's like Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Navy. That's a position. Captain America is a position. That's why John Walker was called Captain America. He's technically the second Captain America, but he got fired because he screwed up. He's killed the guy with the shield, which happened in Captain America Winter Soldier, which brings back Bucky, which brings in the Captain America serum. The serum. Bucky has a serum. People seem to forget all this stuff because now you're creating great layers on a TV level, but in a movie level, you have to create it in an act. Yeah. So you can go back and be like, oh, episode 2, they talk about this, but it doesn't translate well into the movie because, again, people didn't watch the show. So
Right.
You know the main thing I don't like?
What?
Marvel doesn't do legacy characters well. That's always been a DC thing to me when you pass the torch. Yeah. Nobody ever argues like, who's the best Captain America? Who's the best Wolverine?
Yeah.
Who's the best this? Who's the best Spider-Man? But in DC, you say, who's the best Flash? Everybody's a different favorite.
Yeah, everyone's a different Flash.
There's only one Wolverine.
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Well, technically, X-23 became Wolverine.
Yeah, she's going to do that. I think that's going to happen in Doomsday. That's another story, but
I hope not.
Yeah, let's get off of Marvel for a little bit. Yeah, hold on. We got to take a break.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we like to shout out our sponsor who helps make the show go around. SWA Wrestling will be back April 25th with Fool Me Three Times, and I'm going to be in competition. I will be wrestling there. Quinky Dink, and it's gonna be a fun time. So here is the ad for Fool Me Three Times.
Yeah, his arm is over here. Look, Lexa, I appreciate everything that you've done for me while I go and take my break, but I'm not really getting a break if I'm here three times. You know, the past three shows I've been basically doing what I was doing before I took my break, and I'm not really getting a break, so I really need you to come and be the general manager that I asked you to be. Please. I mean, look, he's here. I gotta go.
You're damn right I'm here. Hey, AA, what is this I hear about you booking another match with CJ Bambino and the greatest wrestler here, Hunter Grayson? What is this? We won that match. We're moving on.
CJ got injured. He broke his ankle.
Listen, in case you didn't realize that this is professional wrestling, not a knitting class. We broke his ankle, but now we're moving on. Greener pastures.
Look, Dennis, the match is happening in April.
No. The match is, you know what? You're the general manager. Go ahead and book the match. We just won't be here.
Look, this isn't even supposed to be me standing here. I have shit going on with SWA. You're coming in here running your mouth. What do you want? You're the manager.
I digress. Why don't we do this? CJ wants this match so bad. You want to make this match so bad? CJ can go through A1G, Big Jorge, and if he can beat both of them, which we both know he can't, then he can have Hunter Grayson. That is my price.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, no. So we have a match.
You have a match.
Fine. Good.
Yeah, obviously. Yep.
No telling what I'm a do, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your ad for SWA, April 25th. Fool Me Three Times, and we're back. So,
Is there anything? You okay? No, you look. You all right? Okay.
So anyway,
okay.
Let's talk about what Susie was talking about.
Shaky baby.
And the break.
What were we talking about? Crap.
I don't know that.
Can we talk about this?
Oh, crap. What were we just talking about? It was really funny.
Parts?
Having.
That part. The other stuff before that.
Oh, before the parts.
Oh, well, I don't think anybody remembers what we're talking about before that.
God damn it. It was a great topic.
We're finishing Captain America's speech.
Screw it. So anyway, let's go into the next subject. Let's talk about DC because, I mean, not that I actually.
We should talk about DC. We should talk about Daredevil coming back.
I know what we should.
It's coming back.
Because Daredevil's coming back. And
that's a good point.
Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man?
Not yet. I'm actually watching it right now. It's pretty good.
Daredevil's in it.
Charlie Cox is in it. Yeah, I'm up to that part.
They play his music. They play the theme and everything.
He's fighting him on the rooftop.
Are they really playing the theme?
Yeah, they play the theme.
I love that theme, by the way. It just seems so mysterious and so perfect for Daredevil.
So let's talk about that. Daredevil. So obviously we see what happened at the end of Echo, which was an absolute trash show, which I hope they never bring back.
Kingpin. Never finished it.
Oh, my God.
Never finished it.
Dude, it was so bad.
I did just because.
I had to finish it. So anyway, Fisk runs for mayor. That he's like, I'm going to be mayor of the city. So now what happens is that we get him and Daredevil having some sort of correspondence because they know who each other are. So now the basic... When I say this, I think they're going to kill Elektra. I think we're going that route.
You think so?
I think because what happens is in the comics, a very stoic moment where Matt Murdock, he's a devout Catholic, which also plays into the Infinity Saga, which is where that's completely weird after the Infinity War, Infinity whatever. So what happens is that Matt Murdock is a devout Catholic. So he does not believe in killing. So what happens is in the comics, Elektra actually gets killed by Bullseye and he has to think like... Oh, yeah. Am I going to kill her? Am I going to kill
her? With
her own side, and kills her. So the Kingpin hires Daredevil, Elektra to kill Daredevil, doesn't. Then he hires Bullseye to kill Elektra and Daredevil. So we're getting Bullseye back.
Right.
We're getting the actual actor who played Bullseye back, which is going to be really great because Bullseye's always been one of my favorite characters. They're not. There's one thing about Bullseye that's really weird. People may not know this. Bullseye actually has an adamantium skeleton.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Super weird. Super weird fact. He has an adamantium skeleton.
But in the show, he's just a regular agent. I know. Wait,
was his entire skeleton or just his spine?
No, it's his skeleton.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically, it's a weird thing. I don't know why they did that.
How did he survive the process?
I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, that's the whole thing. I was like, I guess they're just giving out adamantium skeletons to people now, whatever. So it's like...
You just pray it works. Oh, yeah.
Unless maybe he's slowly dying from the poison, I guess, and he doesn't know it.
So now
he's dead by now.
So him and Daredevil have that huge fight. Now I think we're gonna get him back killing Elektra, and I think that's gonna be the whole entire thing because he dressed up as Daredevil last time we saw him. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if this is gonna be the full transformation into the Bullseye character.
Well, you saw the costume. You saw the white one.
Yeah.
You do already.
Well, that's
see
not
it.
Bullseye. That's somebody else.
That wasn't Bullseye.
That wasn't Bullseye. That's not Bullseye. God. Oh, Google it. What's his name? I forget his name. He's he's kind of like the Mr. Zazz of Marvel. He's like a serial killer. I forget his name. Oh, damn it.
This is gonna be hard to find.
Yeah.
While we take a minute,
the devil.
At some point tonight, we do have to take a moment for the three deaths that happened. That's to go down for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Today and yesterday.
What happened?
Gene Hackman.
Oh, that's Michelle Trachtenberg.
Both died at the same time, which from what?
And the dog.
I personally think it was a CO thing. We're talking about that today with my friends. Yeah,
dioxide,
which
right?
is crazy. Yeah.
Carbon monoxide, CO, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or
up,
gas leak. Yeah.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Michelle Trachtenberg sucked. I mean, she was on the road to recovery. She lived up in the Upper East Side, I think, or Lower East Side.
Yeah.
And she had a liver transplant. And the liver transplant, they think, went wrong. And then they found her in her apartment, which is horrible.
But that is really sad because she seemed like such a nice person. Yeah. And she was such a good actress. And she was in so many of her favorite childhood movies.
Yep.
Harriet the Spy. Wasn't
Buffy.
She the twin sister in, was it Euro Trip or Road Trip?
No, she was. She was the twin sister.
Euro
Trip. Right.
It was Euro Trip.
Yeah, it was Euro Trip. Gossip Girls. I never saw Gossip Girls, but I heard she was in it.
Ice Princess.
Yeah, Ice Princess. Come on, RJ, what are you doing over there?
No, because it just comes up with Daredevil in a white costume right now.
Yeah, I forget his name, but he's basically like a villain. So he's a villain. He's not
Bullseye. He's a villain.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but he's not Bullseye. So I wonder if like he's going to be like the underlining character, like the black guy in John Wick 4. You know what I mean? He's just kind of in there doing things, moving the plot along. There's a lot of good stuff with that trailer because I really feel like we're going to get a lot of great combat.
But do you think it's going to be as good as the Netflix show?
Yes, because I think they respect it. Here's the thing.
I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. About Disney.
Did you like Deadpool 3?
It was okay.
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 So, it was okay.
It was great to me.
All right. Yeah, you need to take a break from this.
No, I'm just saying it felt a little forced here and there. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. But I'll say this, though. I feel like we're going to get Punisher.
And also, if you think about it, Cassandra Nova, wasted of time character.
Oh, absolutely. Like absolutely. They could have put anybody else. Yeah. But it was a multiverse, so I kind of get a pass with that stuff. It's lazy writing 100%. Yeah. I hate the multiverse saga. Hopefully it's
yes, please go away.
Yeah, please go. Yeah.
Which is why I'm not too excited. I'm like, about Fantastic Four, I'm like, what's their origin going to be?
I was going to say that.
Oh, so you guys were here last time we talked about that.
They can't be in the same universe. So
here's the thing. Here's what I think is going to happen.
Unless Galactus is a multiversal.
I personally think they're in the 60s world. They go to the negative zone, and then they come out into our world, 616. That's why I think it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but I just don't want like new characters to come from another universe.
Well, no. They're going to have their own separate, like, they're going to have that 60s motif to them. They're going to have that 60s mindset. Like, you know, like.
No, hey. But I mean when they show up in the MCU, like, I don't want them to debut from another universe. Like, you notice, like, whenever MCU debuts a character, that character has ties to the MCU's past. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't have ties to the MCU's past. They would have ties to their universe.
That's going
to
lead to Battleworld.
Well, I don't want to see that.
Oh, it's going to happen, bro. We're getting beyond it.
I'm thinking about future Fantastic Four movies. Like, all right, what happened in their past that's going to come back and bite them in the ass?
Exactly.
And that's usually a lot of Marvel
films. You know what it's going to be, right? Galactus.
Well, we already see him in this movie.
Galactus is going to follow. That's what I think is going to happen. I think Galactus is going to go there.
Yeah, but it's not the 616's past. You know what I mean?
I think that's a nitpick thing. That's not a nitpick.
That's just how they debut every new character.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What happened with Lady Deadpool? What happened with...
That was in their own movie.
Now, here's one thing. If you're really going to get really nitpicky, Spider-Man Far From Home. How come Beck said, oh, I'm from Earth 616? Meanwhile, that's actually the designation that we gave Marvel. Yeah, well, but that's not a lie because that's actually accurate to what they are now.
So he knows about it.
Exactly. So I'm like, how do we get to here now?
I do like this theory that a guy had online. They're actually from the 60s of our universe, and they went exploring and got lost and ended up in that world.
See, I thought about that, too.
I would like that.
That doesn't work, though.
The only problem is that
they just decided to settle there because they couldn't get back.
Here's the problem, though. You have Galactus coming out, and the world didn't know about anything going on until really like Iron Man. That's when the world, you saw the shock of the world, aliens, and all this other stuff. So how the hell did
But you know we had in the 19... But we had Cap in the 1940s. Yep. So we had, and they had the original Human Torch.
Cap just disappeared. He was a soldier. Yeah. He just disappeared.
But that's also another thing they do.
He wasn't that famous.
But that's another thing they do in the MCU. You find out that like the superhero community has been active like in the past. You find out there's been multiple Black Panthers, right? That has to go back before the 40s.
But what's the one thing that they all have in common?
What?
They were underneath the radar.
Yeah.
No one knew about them.
So maybe it is Fantastic Four where they didn't get their powers back then in the 60s, so they might have just been explorers in the
60s.
I
can prove this wrong is because you had Galactus come to Earth.
Yeah.
How the hell did you forget about that? Unless they're Men in Black, everyone.
Well, they did forget about
it. They did forget about Titan
in the Indian Ocean.
That's the thing. It's their Earth. So I think the Fantastic Four is going to come over to Earth.
No, I'm just saying I like that theory better to give them an origin into this past universe. Because I don't want to see too many characters jumping over.
That's a dumb fanboy thing that needs to just go away very quickly.
That's what I'm saying. Get rid of the multiverse because I like characters.
The whole past thing, absolutely get rid of that because that's a horrible idea.
Because here's the other thing, right? You don't want to bring X-Men from another universe.
I will give him some power there. We did forget about a Titan in the middle of the Indian Ocean until last movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was there for what, thousands of years?
No. That happened like in Eternals.
But it was an egg laid there eons ago, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but it really popped out. Eternals.
Yeah, but the reason why I don't want to see too many characters, because like, suppose you do the X-Men. It's like, all right, the X-Men aren't from here. They're from an universe.
So they really set that up.
So now you killed Magneto's story because like, all right, he's not a Holocaust survivor from our universe, so there's no ties to like Captain America or anything like that.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. They're literally going to go.
That's going to suck.
No, it's not.
And then Apocalypse being the first mutant. Oh, he's the first mutant from over there.
Did you not realize what they did with everything? They're just going to combine the Sony, Fox, and Marvel universe all into one. So the world already exists.
A soft reboot, you mean?
Exactly.
I don't like that either. Deadpool would say that's just lazy writing.
That's not lazy writing. That's combining a property that you just bought.
Making money and making it work.
Exactly.
Then you may as well just bring in the old actors and just keep them.
That's what they're going to do. You mean like they did in Deadpool?
You think they're bringing in McAvoy and he's going to stay the mainline Professor X in that universe?
No, I think in some cases you're going to get rid of certain people.
I think they're going to reboot the entire X-Men, just be there.
Oh, yeah, they're going to reboot. Here's the thing.
So if you're going to do that, bring fresh new characters, fresh new actors. Why make those fresh new characters from another universe? Just say, all right, they were here, ready to connect it.
Simple. You bring them in, they're already being brought in, be like, Simply, you're gonna. It's gonna be the reboot of Fox. Like Fox changed characters around all the time.
Yeah.
So guess what? You're gonna sit there and just move them over and just sit there and be like, oh, whole new cast. Ta-da! Here's your new cast.
But then you got to retcon the past if you're gonna combine.
No, you don't.
Isn't that like pulling like a new actors?
No,
almost.
You don't have to.
No, I mean like if they combine the worlds into one world, like you mean like it's just gonna be they're just gonna come over from another universe.
Val Kilmer,
as opposed to they're not sharing like,
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
So you mean they're not gonna do a new 52 where they kind of just
no, they're just gonna get new actors.
Christian Bale.
Oh. Yeah, they're just gonna get new actors to play these people, and I think it's very,
it's
very
like, oh, these are the same guys from that universe,
exactly,
but they're here now,
exactly,
that's gonna suck.
No, it's not.
Because you have to, you can't do the typical, like, so Magneto won't have ties to this past, he will have ties to another past.
So we didn't,
you already saw his past grow up in freaking what's called X-Men first class,
but we want to see it done here, like how we have, like how this Spider-Man, you don't need to. Like how this Spider-Man is not the same as
you want to do Spider-Man right? 3 where you can, kill wait, Uncle Ben actually, like 5 times.
We can actually talk about this right now. So we talked about DC real quick for a second ago. So as we all know, James Gunn is going to have his own Batman, and then there's going to be the other Batman that Robert Pattinson is playing.
Yes.
So we have two different Batmans going on at the same time there.
I like
for
that.
Different worlds and such, right? It's different universe. Is it universes or just worlds?
Worlds.
Yeah. Because just like in comics, we have like 5 different Batmans going on.
We had X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, X-Men Red, X-Men Black.
No, I get that, but what I'm saying is like once you get the full Marvel Universe in the 616, right? Yep. Everyone should be from the 616. Like how you have a multiverse, yes, but like when you read the 616 comics, all of the characters, most of them, are from there. And then you can say, hey, I'm going to read the Ultimate Universe, and that's from there.
Yeah, but the only problem is with that.
They don't say like, all right, we're going to bring all of the Ultimate X-Men into this universe, and that's going to be the new mainline X-Men. They're not doing that.
That's where I say, hey, listen, they're going to sit there and run the old stories of X-Men First Class, and they're going to be the new X-Men, and they're going to come in because you saw Beast already in the end of the Marvels. So guess what? We already have an X-Men team already established. Guess what? It's not on Earth. She transferred to a different world.
And then the whole, how do you do the whole mutant hatred thing? It's like, all right, you just hate these guys from another universe, but we love aliens. So Thor's from another realm, basically. Why would you hate the mutants but not hate them?
Because
it's better to hate them if it's like these people have been living among us the whole time and we didn't know.
No,
that makes more of a.
I'll tell you why.
Threat, as opposed to aliens coming over.
I'll give you.
You're always afraid of something that you don't understand and that is more powerful than you sometimes.
Yeah, but here's
like
the
Thor and everyone else.
But here's the thing.
Those are one people. This is a whole group of people.
Thor has a group of gods and Asgardians are living on Earth right now.
And
they turned into like a tourist attraction.
Did you ever read what happens with Dark Knight? Darkest Night? Not Darkest Night. Dark Reign.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Not the Sublime thing.
No, Dark Reign is when Harry Osborn
takes over.
Harry Osborn becomes the Iron Patriot, which they already screwed up with that.
they could still bring it back.
But what happens,
Iron Man 3.
But what happens is that they have Norman Osborn he kills everyone on Asgard and puts them into human bodies because he destroys Asgard. Asgard comes down. He goes, all right, I'm going to destroy everybody now. So that's the whole purpose. He makes the Dark Avengers to take out new Asgard because the hatred of human beings isn't for gods. It's for their own humanity. And now they see themselves being extinct. The gods never really made them extinct by birth. So now you have the X-Men and everyone kind of float over. That's a discussion for when the whole Battle World thing ends.
Yes.
Because Battle World's going to bring together the Sony, the Fox, and the Universal and the Marvel Universe. So when everything comes together and everyone's living in this brand new world that everything goes on and they're going to go, wait a minute, you're us and we're turning into you? Oh, hell no.
If they're from another dimension, we wouldn't have any genetic connection to them. So why would we turn into them? There's no, my kid could be a mutant
because
they're from over there.
Because exactly. What happens if you think
remember that whole poster? Do you know what your children are?
That's Eva. What do you think is going to happen to the people?
No, it was a poster on X-Men. They took that phrase and put it to people.
Ativa.
Like, do you know what your children are? Instead of
Ativa. Yes. What do you think is going to happen to the humans that are in the Fox and Sony world when they come, the humans that hate mutants, they're going to go over to the MCU. So guess what? They're going to go, hey, yeah, they're going to turn into you. You're going to turn into them. They're their next step of evolution, and we hate that because they're replacing us. That is the story that's going to be told.
But there's no my kid could possibly be one of them.
Yeah, they are because now they're going
to How will I give birth to a mutant if mutants are native to that?
First of all, I'd like to remind you that you're a man.
Listen. What's going to happen is that.
How will I make a mutant?
Listen.
Giving birth.
Here's, no, remember they said the mutants in the male gene.
It's in male gene. So what happens is that, Atiba, the people who live on Earth Fox are going to come over to Earth MCU.
Yes.
And they're going to go, yeah, they're the next step of evolution. They're trying to replace us. Mutants are evil.
Part.
So now that hatred is going to carry over to the people who were there. So it's very simple to say, hey, listen, the hate is going to grow when they learn about mutants. That's the whole point.
But there's other layers that it takes away. Like, I'm saying the whole thing. Like,
you understand that the people who hate mutants are going to be there.
No, like, but there's also the fear of my kid could be one of them. Yes. How does that happen if mutants are not native to this land? Unless you adopt a mutant?
No.
No, there's no, like, in Earth 616, if no mutants exist, two people can't have a baby and a mutant pops up,
if right? If I take one world and I take another world.
So you're going to combine the whole reality?
That's what the battle world is.
That's what I asked you, if they're going to do a new 52 thing, where if you combine
that's
realities.
That's 52.
And that retcons the past.
No. That's something completely different. Oh. You're completely off. The whole 52 thing is just a rewrite. That's all the 52 is.
Oh, okay. So, I thought they were going to combine the realities. If you combine the realities, do they still have their separate past?
Huh? No, it's all one brand new thing.
Everything. That's what I mean. You retcon the past.
No, you don't retcon the past. You sit there and you fuse them together. Both past still come together. But
yeah, but that means different things would have happened. In like, let's say you fuse the universes now. Captain America in the 1940s, that would have to change too.
No, wouldn't it?
So his past would still be the same?
Yeah.
So you would have. So it would be the opposite of branching. Like, it would be multiple branches coming together.
Yes.
All the cool things would now be in the same
if
spot.
If I take Coke and I take a can of Coke and I take a thing of Pepsi, right? The cans are still the same.
Yes.
I'm just making something new out of them because now they're blended.
Cool.
That's exactly what's happening.
But then, how do you explain, like, a guy like Apocalypse, who's the first mutant? He's the first of his reality.
He's still the first. He's still the first mutant of that reality because there's no mutants in the MCU. There's no mutants in MCU. There could be no mutant first mutant.
But so if I go back to ancient times in the MCU's reality, right?
He doesn't exist.
Exactly. So the hell with him.
But here's the thing. He exists now in the Fox universe, and in that past, it's going to be intertwined.
We don't want Oscar Isaac. We don't want Ivan Ooze Apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want to say that's the same guy.
So that's...
Can we get Ivan Ooze just in the MCU?
Yeah, I know. That's
what I want to see right now.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's the answer to your question. The problem is you're not understanding how the plan...
No, I think it's just all like a lack of creativity because they normally MCU knew how to explain this stuff. Because look at it this way. Like, Nameless people, right?
No.
When they brought in Nameless people, right? No one knew where they were like years ago because they didn't think of bringing them in. But now it's like they're part of the MCU's past now because they've been around since, what, the 1500s?
Yep.
I think it's more of an issue now.
I've been watching the world.
You have too many riches. How are you going to make it work all?
Simple.
I'm still worried about
that. Because that would be your plot, too. Like, where have they been?
Overcomplicated.
No, that's called writing.
No. The thing is that you're not understanding because now they have all these assets to sit there and write all this stuff for, which is still the basics of the whole entire storytelling.
You can still use the assets.
Exactly. And the assets will have their own avenue. So now you have the X-Men avenue. You have the Avengers avenue. You have they want to bring back the Inhumans. You have that avenue. You have the Midnight Suns. Yeah. You have all these different...
But we got three Spider-Men, right? We didn't combine them all into one Spider-Man.
Yeah, we did. Literally, just a Spider-Man. That's why we combined them all!
No, what I mean is, like, you didn't say Toby, Andrew, and
fight
the other
together?
Guy. No, you didn't say they're the same guy. You didn't say that they're the same guy exactly. They didn't combine them into one character. It's three guys from different realities.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're saying when they bring the X-Men in, that's going to be our only X-Men in the MCU, right?
It makes something new. Exactly. Like I said,
they didn't make anything new out of that.
If I take a can
Spider-Man,
of Coke and I take a can of Pepsi and I take a glass and I everything
that.
And you pour it in together.
I'm saying I understand, but it's a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea because that's literally what the story is from the comics. That's what Battle World is. Battle World is he makes them fight between themselves
to see who's going to
Secret Wars is. Exactly. But guess what happens? He loses and all the Earths fuse together. That's how we get Miles Morales, like you just said, like you were trying to say before, Miles Morales and Spider-Man working side by side.
And then they went back on that because they recreated the Ultimate Universe again.
Yeah, I know. That's dumb. That's bad, right?
which is good because they're comparing that to the Absolute Universe. Everyone likes that now. It's an alternative because they always go back on it. They combine it. Oh, it's a bad idea. Let's go back on that.
Well, let's just see what they end up doing, and then we can shit on them. Oh, excuse me. Sorry for my French.
Let's crap on them.
Sit on them later.
And you know what we'll do that?
What?
We know what we'll do that, because it'll be out next time. We can talk about it next time. Daredevil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Episode 3, ladies and gentlemen, because we're out of time.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
So, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll have an idea after the Fantastic Four movie, see where that goes.
Yeah, exactly. The Fantastic Four movie comes out in July.
I'm pretty sure post-credits is going to explain some things. Like, they're going to end up here or there.
Yep. So, I'll see you guys on March 8th. I'll be wrestling in the Queen's Elks Lodge against Charlie. Great card there. I will maybe be at the big event. I'm not too sure yet because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to Boston for St. Paddy's Day, like I always do.
Yeah, buddy.
What else? Let me see the rest of my schedule because I have something else at the end of the month.
I'll be raising my child.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's March. April.
With my amazing girlfriend, Brianne.
Yeah, February, March.
Wish they're going to name Mike because you were such an inspiration in their lives. Yep. Totally
it's
getting
it. Yep.
Get him which a is a beautiful name. First
I actually Roman knew warrior. That, and that Roman is warrior. Beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 2, we did it.
We did it!
And I'm not getting served this time, thank God, at the end of the episode. So, ladies and gentlemen, we did it! We ended the episode!
Oh, wait, person. Kamala Khan's a mutant for some reason.
Huh?
Kamala Khan's a mutant.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of that. That's stupid. That's just bad writing. Because
No, that was the original plan in the comics, and they decided to go. Remember they were fighting with Fox? It's like, all right, we don't want to be a mutant anymore.
Yeah, but they also didn't want Reed Richards to have the same powers as this other girl, so.
You know who else is a mutant?
I love the initials.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be a K, right?
So we're up!
He says MCS. I love it. MCS!